AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Kamala Harris takes the stage at the Democratic National Convention tonight in Chicago. She will accept the party's nomination for president. It's been a whirlwind few months for the Democrats. Michael Tyler is a Harris campaign spokesman.
The vice president is going to share her story with the American people, from being raised by a working mother in a middle-class neighborhood to fighting for survivors of sexual assault and homeowners who suffered in the foreclosure crisis. She'll share her optimistic vision for America's future, a new way forward, while Trump's Project 2025 agenda would drag us back into the past.
Chicago police say they're not changing any of their tactics and are ready for a final night of pro-Palestinian demonstrations outside the convention. There was a peaceful march last night that resulted in no injuries or arrests. Donald Trump is along the border with Mexico and Arizona.
Very sad time for this country in many ways.
Trump's focus is on Kamala Harris's handling of the border.
She wants open borders. She wants our country. I don't understand why anybody would want it, but she wants our country to be open to the world's criminals so they can come in and rape and pillage and do whatever they have to do.
Also from Arizona, Donald Trump lost to Joe Biden by 11,000 votes there last year. Today, the Supreme Court rejected a Republican push that could have blocked more than 41,000 Arizona voters from casting ballots in November. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky made his first visit to the border area where his forces launched their surprise offensive into Russia 2 weeks ago. He says more prisoners of war have been captured. The Canadian government is ordering the country's two major freight railroads to enter binding arbitration to resolve a labor dispute that grinded trains to a halt across the country with potentially lasting impacts in the U.S. as well as Canada. Cruise and Uber have announced a partnership to deploy robo-taxis in some U.S. markets next year. Stocks finished lower, the Dow down 177 points. This is AP News. A passenger was arrested at a Melbourne airport in Australia after he left a plane through an emergency exit.
User-generated content, captured by passengers and validated by the AP, shows the man walking along a wing and then climbing down a jet engine to the tarmac. Other videos show an open emergency door on the plane and the plane's emergency slide visible from the terminal after people disembarked. Australian Federal Police say officers arrested the man for alleged aggressive behaviour and breaching aircraft security protocols. I'm Charles Villadesma.
Zachary DeMoss was missing for 5 days after his motorcycle crashed along an Idaho mountain highway. DeMoss says he was badly injured and managed to survive drinking creek water. He sustained multiple broken bones, a collapsed lung, and other injuries. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Saving money on your next project now at Menards. Menards is the leading supplier of quality roof and floor trusses. Choose from our large selection of residential and post-frame trusses or design custom trusses specifically for your project. Get started on your building project today in-store or on Menards.com. Plus, view our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now.
Save.